Jimmy, as they say, the hay's in the barn at this point. What are your final thoughts as you guys get ready to depart for Seattle here?
I mean, the hay's never really in the barn. You know, we still got 2 days to the game and you know, still going to iron out some things. But, you know, team's ready and, you know, excited for this opportunity.
You're probably not qualified to answer this since every team disrupts your routes, but is Seattle as good or as prolific at doing that to receivers as any defense you'll face?
They're pretty good at, you know, getting their hands on guys and keeping their hands on guys. So, you know, you really got to be ready for it, you know. You know, for me, it's I guess it's never really different. You know, guys, seems like I'm getting tackled at, you know, 12 yards nowadays. But, you know, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be one where we're going to be ready for that.
You have to kind of judge the officiating halfway through and just kind of see what they're calling, what they're not.
You know, you can never really, I mean, they never really call it for the most part. You know, teams, you know, defenses know that, you know, 8 times out of 10 they're going to get away with it. So, you know, you just have to be physical. You have to bring it to them and you know, try to initiate the contact. So, you know, we got to definitely be ready for that, especially, you know, it's a home game for them and, you know, they're going to be ready.
What kind of logos painted on the field? You got some speakers blaring. Does that help in any way prepare for what's next?
For me, no, you know, it's just, you know, it's another game. You know, we got to, you know, you can do all that you want to try to, you know, mentally get someone ready. But, you know, for me, I've attacked like I have every other week. You know, it's another opponent and you know, we got to win this one and keep playing.
So what makes you better prepared than the team that came in there a few weeks ago?
It's not a few weeks ago. You know, you know, we should take care of the ball, you know, to go up in there and, you know, turn the ball over like that and not converting on third down that early. You know, you can't do that on an away game, and you can't do that obviously in the playoffs. We got to run the ball and, you know, not hurt ourselves so early.
Will the weather force you to change what you normally do out there? I mean, dealing on a slick field, running your routes, you have to be a little bit more careful that you got sure footing out there or what?
Yeah, you know, I guess our last several away games have been pretty weather adverse. So, you know, it's just like those games. You know, it's going to slow you down a little bit, and you know, you have to focus on the ball when it comes to you. So, you know, you just have to prepare for it. You know, this is the playoffs, so weather and conditions really don't matter. You know, if you can't handle it, then you know you're going
to
go home.
What about holding the wet ball though? When you're running, do you have to always be careful about somebody getting you from behind, knowing that you got a slip ball in your hand?
Well, obviously, you know, obviously it's raining. the ball is very, very slick, and you know, but this is NFL. You know, you always have to be conscious of that. You know, just like for me last week, you know, forgetting I'm on a football field and you know, holding the ball out there like that. You know, you can't do that. It's NFL. People are gonna smack it out, and people are gonna hit you pretty hard. So you just got to be prepared for that.
How did the wet ball drills, which you guys did, help you?
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm not really sure because I guess we'll see. We'll see in 2 days.
Is the spray bottle a new one this week?
What's
that? Is that an old tried and true method? Or is that a new
one? I mean, I don't really know the methods because you know I'm so used to playing in a basketball gym. You know, you don't really have to deal with the wet surface or you know, wet basketball. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, obviously, but you know, just as well as we're challenged, they'll be challenged with catching the ball as well. So, you know, it's, you know, it seems like everyone's just like, you know, how are you going to handle it? But, you know, they have to go through the same conditions.
People seem to think that they're more likely to handle it better because they're so used to it.
Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll see. You know, people say it was too cold last week and we won. So, you know, we'll see.
Jimmy, how much are you personally looking forward to having a rematch with Seattle? I mean, that is them that you get a chance to play against.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity because, you know, they're such a great defense. You know, I'm excited for the challenge, you know, the opportunity to hopefully, you know, right some wrongs that happened a couple weeks ago. But, you know, again, it's the playoffs. You know, I don't care who it is we're playing. You know, it's on the road and you know, it's going to be a battle.
Was it a situation where when you guys lost there the first time, Peyton said, relax, boys, we'll be coming back here and have to deal with them?
I mean, we knew that there would be a high probability of us playing them again. obviously, but you know, you can't, you really can't look to the past. You know, we're not focusing on what happened. You know, it is what it is, but now we have an opportunity. So
is there anything comparable to teams that you play in your division that routinely you play twice in the season? The dynamic between the first meeting and the second meeting, is there a similarity here?
Well, usually the second time you play home, but so, you know, we don't get that opportunity. That's probably the biggest difference, you know. Two road games against a team is, you know, obviously difficult within itself, and, you know, they're going to be ready, they're going to be excited, they're going to be at home. So we'll see.
Will there be Popeye's chicken on this trip?
Well, yeah. I mean, it worked last time. Blue Gatorade or green Gatorade, whatever it was, I'll drink it.
Why is the Popeyes important to the team?
That's, you know, I can't tell you that. You know, that's a secret.
Secret formula?
No doubt.
Hey, did you make the trip to the 2011 playoff game out there?
To Seattle? No. No, I was hurt, so.
Do you remember watching it and being shocked at the result or anything like that, or?
Well, yeah, we lost. You know, that was obviously unfortunate. You know, you go into every game with a game plan thinking you're going to win. You know, we had a lot of injuries, obviously, and you know, it just goes to prove how hard it is to win on the road in the playoffs, especially. You know, this is the NFL, man. It's you know, it's extremely rare to just stack wins and you know, but we have to do that. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.